The subject matter of Maseches Tanis are fast days which are instituted when a tragedy or a very difficult situation strikes a particular community or the entire country. And for the most part, it discusses one-off fasts. Not fasts which are fixed every single year and become part of the calendar, but fasts which, when the tragedy is there, in order to show that we realize that it's coming from Hashem, and the only way to stop it is by doing teshuvah and becoming better people and davening to Hashem. So we fast and have special prayers in davening, as the Mishnah will describe. And the first perek focuses on fasts which are decreed when it does not rain. If it hasn't rained by a certain point in winter, so it appears that there is a drought. So again, that's a sign that we need to do teshuvah, and therefore fasts would be decreed. Now the Yom Tov of Sukkos is immediately before the winter season, and the Mishnah in the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah taught us that on Sukkos we are judged on rain, how much rain there will be that year. And in fact, the Gemara explains that the Arba Minim, the mitzvah of taking and shaking the four species on Sukkos, one of the reasons for doing so is in order to be a merit to have lots of rain, since the Arba Minim are dependent on rain in order to grow. So because of this, we begin to mention rain in Shemoneh Esrei on Sukkos, or perhaps right after Sukkos, as we're about to see in the Mishnah, but certainly around this time. Now there are two mentions of rain, during the winter at least, in Shemoneh Esrei. One is in the second bracha of Atah Gibor, and that is where we say, Mashiv HaRuach Umered HaGeshem. He makes the wind blow and the rain come down, and that is not a request for rain, rather it's praising Hashem for rain. Later on, in the bracha of Baruch Oleinu, there we ask the Saint Talu Matar, give dew and rain, that's a request for rain. This Mishnah focuses on Me'emos HaMazkirin Gvoros Kashomim, when do we begin to mention the power of rain, and that refers to Mashiv HaRuach Omerit HaGeshem. Rebbe Eliezer says, beyond the Vereshit Shalachag, from Shachris on the first day of Sukkos, whereas Rebbe Yeshua says, beyond the Vereshit Shalachag, we start from the Musaf of the last day of Sukkos, which is actually referring to Shmini Atzeres, which sometimes is known as the last day of Sukkos, other times it's known as it's a new Yom Tov in itself. But the point is, you wait until after Sukkos, or the end of Sukkos, to begin mentioning the rain. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer in order to explain his opinion, since rain is only a sign of a curse on Sukkos, because Hashem commands us to live in Sukkos, and if it rains, then that's a sign that Hashem does not want us to serve him in that way. So certainly it's not good if it rains on Sukkos, so Lama Mazkir, why would we begin mentioning it on Sukkos? Amar Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Afanilo Marti Lishol, even I didn't say that we should ask for rain on Sukkos, save the Saint Halumatar, El Alahazke, but rather only to mention Mashiv HaRuach Omered HaGeshem, about how Hashem makes the wind blow and the rain come down, but Einosai, during its season, which will begin right after Sukkos. So of course we wouldn't start asking for rain now, because we don't want it to rain. But since we're being judged for rain, and the Araminim, which are in order to merit rain, are shaken already from the beginning of Sukkos, so we should also start mentioning and praising Hashem for the rain already from then, but not yet to ask for rain. Oh my loy! But Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Eliezer and Cain, if that's the case, you're differentiating between mentioning rain and not asking for it because you don't actually want it to rain right now, then you should always mention Mashiv HaRuach in Shemoneh Esrei. Even in the summer, you should praise Hashem for the fact that in the winter, when it should rain, he makes it rain. But clearly that's not the case. And also mentioning Mashiv HaRuach is dependent on the rainy season. So here too, you should wait until the actual rainy season after Sukkos, after we no longer live in the sukkah, from Shemini Atzeres onwards, and only then should we begin mentioning Mashiv HaRuach.